Hare Krishna. Here I am in Coventry. For those of you who don't know where that is, it's in the Midlands, which, as that name would suggest, it's in the middle of the UK, the middle of England, and I will be traveling through the Midlands over the next few days, staying here for a couple of days, going to Birmingham, from Birmingham going to Leicester, from Leicester going to Nottingham, where Robin Hood was, and from Nottingham then we'll go all the way to Wales, Cardiff and Swansea, and then back again to London. We've had a very wonderful period in the London area, having programs every evening. Sometimes taking rest one, even two, once 2 o'clock in the morning, and speaking Krishna's pastimes from Nava Braja Mahima, as well as the truths of those pastimes, and simultaneously introducing those devotees who haven't seen Radhisham and New Braja Dham to both. Radhisham and New Braja Dham. When we do kirtan, we're projecting pictures of Radhisham Sundar, which are really quite hypnotic in their effect, and also pictures that we did from overhead, took overhead from an airplane of New Braja Dham. So even those who have gone there, they get a sort of a unique bird's eye perspective. And as I mentioned previously, we don't have enough books here in the UK. We're getting some more in. We don't have enough to do justice to the demand. More or less all the books that we've brought are either sold or already spoken for. But a devotee is coming to the UK, and so he brings is bringing about 40 sets with us, and someone else is also flying, and if we need more, then he can also bring more. So hopefully we'll have enough for this tour and for the devotees who have not as yet ordered their books, but are waiting to pick them up. This morning I had a message from Italy in which I was informed that a Vaishnava, Madhavananda Prabhu, who is 24 years old and the son of Chitra Rupini, Devadasi, had left his body. He'd been suffering from cancer for many years and had so much different types of treatment to try and cure it, obviously, without real substantial effect. And a few days back, I received a message that he sort of entered in coma and was in the hospital. So at that time, I phoned up and sort of spoke to him. He was responding in some way, but not speaking. Making some sounds in the background, and I spoke to his mother, Chitra Rupini, who is really an exceptional, extraordinary Vaishnavi. Anyone who knows her, she's like, I think I mentioned to someone yesterday that if I had to take birth again in the material world, I'd want her to be my mother. She's a wonderful person, a wonderful Vaishnava, really. Actually, I knew her better than I knew her son. I'd spoken to Madhavananda perhaps on two occasions. And he was a real trooper, soldier. He accepted his illness. And he'd also received initiation from Radhanath Maharaj and was very much liked by all those who knew him, because he was just trying to serve the devotees. When I first heard that he was in hospital, I also heard how he had expressed that he was just in so much pain. In fact, that I'd heard even before I got that information that he was in hospital, and that I wrote him a letter and sent a little excerpt from Navaraja Mahima, just as a meditation, something to hear, something to listen to. And from my own sort of relatively minor experience this summer, I could relate to that experience of extreme pain. And although I could relate to it and sympathize, I couldn't really feel it. It's something that no one really knows, someone else's pain, discomfort, or suffering. If we've had our own, then we can know what it's like. If we haven't, well, then we will know. At some time in the future, we will know, because that's what this body is for, Kaliya Mashashvatam. On Sunday, when I was at the manor, and Shruti Dharma Prabhu's mother, Padmavati, was there, and we were speaking, and she's also wanting to leave her body. She's in a wheelchair, and she's mobile, but still, she was also expressing how much pain and discomfort she was in. Of course, I mention this because, and I mention these events when devotees I know or knew or know of have left this world. It's a request to the listeners of this podcast to wish those Vaishnavas well, wish them well on their journey to Krishna, that they may attain the perfection for which they came to Krishna consciousness for. The blessings of Vaishnavas is a very, very powerful thing, and it can certainly invoke Krishna's unlimited mercy. And the other purpose is to just always keep reminding us, because our tendency is to forget, that one day a podcast, not necessarily this podcast, a podcast, a message, a communique will be about us, and it will, in words, try and encapsulate our story. The words won't necessarily communicate everything that we felt and experienced, like pain and discomfort and whatever else that transpires prior to having left this world. And so we need to keep in mind that, yes, it will happen to us one day, and therefore we can't be neglectful. We need to practice our Krishna consciousness very seriously, and be prepared that Krishna, by Srila Prabhupada's grace, is really determined to take us back home, back to Godhead, and sometimes through the agency of such sickness, physical discomfort, he brings us to the realization that we may be short of, or the purification that we need to go through in order to attain that destination and his unlimited mercy. So, Madhavananda Prabhu Ki Jai and Hare Krishna.